What's up, Bacon and Babble listeners? We're in the kitchen. The four of us are here. We're still sans boy. I mean, me and my ladies. Brianna, of course, is the one talking. Iris in my arms. And we have Charlie in the mama room.
She's a little boss baby.
She is. She likes the mama room more than her father.
And her mom.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, that's sometimes. Very true.
Oh, and Zoe's here.
And she is.
Yeah. All right.
Most of the fam.
Yeah. So what are we cooking? Good looking?
So, my mom got us these.
No, it's
Oh, it's Home Chef. Home Chef Mills from what's it called?
Fries.
I guess they're kind of easier because they come with all the ingredients, but you still have to cook.
Right.
Which is fine. So we did one.
You know, we do have a cooking podcast. So
true. I shouldn't complain too much about this. This is awesome.
Sometimes we have a cooking. Sometimes it's just eating.
Sometimes it's, you know, football. It's,
yeah. I enjoy those too.
Yeah. So the one I made yesterday was cheesy grits with panko. Honey hot chicken.
It was good.
And green beans.
It wasn't very hot, but it was good.
Yeah, it wasn't very hot because they only gave us one pack of chili to bean. So today we're doing steak.
Yeah.
And the sides are garlic mashed potatoes. And then zucchini. What else does this thing say?
I think that's it.
Yeah, I kind of follow the directions.
You take your liberties. I mean, you're a really good chef.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't think you're a cook. I think you're a chef.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, the boxes are kind of generic, kind of basic.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know, you doctor it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do a great job.
Clean
them up. Make them tasty.
Yeah, like I'm gonna cook our zucchini in the chorizo oil.
Ooh. See? See, they don't tell you that.
They don't tell you that.
We also didn't just want to cook clean it.
Exactly. It's a cast iron pan. What are you gonna do? But they're actually pretty cool. The chicken one was $12 total. So $6 a meal.
It's still cheaper than going out.
Mm-hmm. And then this one was $18.99.
Oh, okay. Steak. Mm-hmm. Still $9 a steak plate? Not bad. Not bad at all, really. Mm-hmm.
So.
And now you know that you're the one that screwed up how it's cooked.
No kidding.
And really, yesterday, I didn't think the proportion was bad. Like, I felt like I had a good amount of food, and I was full afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept adding. Like, the grits added a lot of
substance.
Volume.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
Because we've seen these before and laughed, thinking that it just wouldn't be enough food because we're both beautiful people.
That's true. That is true. So I guess maybe you wanted to do it for your whole family, you just get two.
Yeah. I think they have a four-person one.
Oh, they might have a four-person one.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a three. Because those people are losers. I hear you.
It's our baby girl.
Yeah.
She is almost a month old, which is crazy.
I know. How am I so fast? Well, she slept through it, you know?
Yeah. She did.
Alright. There. Good job, everybody.
Good job.
We made it. So, we were watching Worth It on probably YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Through BuzzFeed. And we saw Boon Sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a chili oil, right?
Yeah.
Or it's probably Boon oil. I don't know.
Yeah, it is like a chili oil, though.
Yeah. And it came in, we got it, we tried it, and it's got some heat. It's a real chili oil.
It is. Like,
they put
a lot of chili in there.
Yeah.
And it still has flavor.
Right, it's not just hot.
Yeah. So, that's nice.
Yeah, I because we added it to a dish that already had chili oil in it, right?
Yes.
So, I'm excited to try it, you know, as its own.
Yeah, it didn't have chili, but it was like a hotter noodle.
Yeah.
So, if we try it on its own, we might taste the full effect.
Right. I'm excited. It should be great.
Oh, yeah. And we saw that, yeah, I'm worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got bottle number 19.
Right. And I still get pissed off every once in a while watching Martha.
I know.
It really grinds my gears. That should be us.
I know. Always
just going out to eat. Like, I can do that.
Oh, yeah.
And then talk about it. In a few words or two.
That's so true. I know. I thought, like, so many people are like, gah.
Yeah. Really kicking themselves because
yeah,
they can do
really
it, too.
Yeah, missed the bowl on that one.
Yeah. Like, they've gone all over the world at this point.
Mm-hmm.
To eat. I'm pretty good at it.
That's true. There's a beautiful sizzling sound of zucchini.
So we did. I mean. So we watched, to kick this off.
Yeah.
We watched David Letterman's show on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
My next guest needs no introduction.
Yes.
And we watched them all, really. But Dave Chappelle.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't really watch a lot of, or really any of his
show.
Or his show or stand-up before.
Right.
And this was basically our introduction to him. And he's a great guy.
He is.
He's a really cool dude. And so now we're hitting all of his Netflix specials and everything on there.
And they're very enjoyable.
And he's hilarious.
Yes.
I
agree.
And, like, and, I mean, he gets into race.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about everything, race, religion, sexuality, but it never feels uncomfortable.
No.
And I like that it's not attacking anybody, he's just noticing things.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about it. Mm-hmm. And he does it in a way that's not, you know, insensitive to the people. I mean, I know he's had...
backlash.
He's told us about some of the back, or not us personally, but he's said that he's had backlash. But yeah, so it's been a fun trip listening to his stand-up.
Yeah, it has. I mean, that's the thing. Like, even like you, I heard that you were listening to a podcast with Sarah Silverman.
Uh huh.
And they're talking about it's all about like your intent, like
yeah,
you know. And even Dave Chappelle said, like, you know, even for what he's gotten shit for, like, he's like, you can tell when people mean it and when they don't. And he's like, I can tell when, you know, some comedians make these jokes and, like, he's like, that dude totally is racist.
Yeah.
Or, like, definitely, like, meant that, you know? So, I think it's, like... You know, maybe it's not all the time it's appropriate, you know,
mm-hmm.
but...
Time and place.
Yeah. I think if he's just, like, kind of mentioning it all the time and not just, like, in his stand-up,
yeah.
then, yeah, like, okay, maybe we have a problem, you know? But
I think you know that he's just a real guy.
Yeah.
Like,
like, this is him, and this is what he's talking about, and like you said, I'm not going to apologize for what I say. I mean it, and I'm a comedian.
Right.
Like, this is what I do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's the same thing Jerry Seinfeld says as well.
Yeah.
And if you don't like the joke, well, don't listen to it.
Exactly.
Like, this is, like, one of the, I guess, like, you know, they've said, like, comedy is one of the last places you can really just say what you want.
Right.
Or say what you feel.
And even he said, like, hey, you at home, like, don't get mad, like, you clicked on my face.
Right.
You know? I have to say, these look delicious.
They really do. They got a nice chorizo color to them.
Yeah, and I put it in, like, when it was really hot.
And this is the zucchini we're talking about?
Yeah. Pretty happy about it.
Yeah, a nice zucchini ombre, or I'm sorry, a chorizo ombre on the zucchini.
Yeah. So yeah, I think, you know, yeah, I like the guy, and a lot of other people do. You got the Mark Twain,
right? The Mark Twain Award, and that was actually a pretty good show.
Yeah,
I thought it was gonna be more Dave, but all the stories about him were hilarious.
Yeah, even like when Bradley Cooper, we totally forgot that they were in A Star Is Born together.
Right,
we were like, huh?
Yeah, why is he here? But, yeah, I mean, he had a good funny story about going to the White House. I mean, it was just a really cool... program, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And then we also, like, staying on stand-up, the Icelandic stand-up.
Too bad I can't think of his name.
I know. It's on Netflix. I think he has to be the only Icelandic stand-up on there.
Yeah, if you just search up Icelandic, it should pop right up.
Yeah, and he was hilarious.
He was really good.
That was definitely,
yeah. And it wasn't just, like, the stuff about his kids. Like, the whole thing was funny.
It was. The stuff about his kids really got me.
That stuff always gets us the most.
Yeah. We're just like, that's so true.
Yeah, you were dying.
I was.
It was good.
That's funny. Let's see. That's all one.
And then we did just, I mean, for the my first time, Brianna had already watched the first season, watched The Good Place.
That was, yeah, I liked The Good Place.
It was
a great show.
Very well done.
Yeah.
4 seasons, 50 episodes, so it takes you about a day and a half.
Right,
it
took us about a day and a half. Just kidding. About a week.
Yeah.
And a half.
Sure.
Can I get a fish?
What you need?
I'm going to cut some garlic.
Oh my gosh. And, you know, 4 seasons, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It really was perfect.
Yeah.
You get to know the characters. They didn't drag it on too long. Yeah, I mean, the Jason kind of got stupider as the seasons went on, I feel. But other than that, I have zero complaints.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they casted it very well.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed Ted Danson.
Right. I mean, really, all of them.
Oh, yeah. And I had never seen the actor who plays Chidi.
No.
In anything else, but he played that role well.
Mm-hmm. Need help?
I am looking for this. I'm pretty sure the brush. I'm not sure who put. I think my mom put this up here. But
oh,
I think it got.
Oh shoot!
Destroyed or something.
Was it in the sink or something?
Yeah.
Mm. Gross. I can get you a paintbrush.
Right, yeah, that one might.
Huey.
So anyways.
So what are you using now?
Okay, so this is a little ceramic, what is it, garlic grater that I got. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, man. Action shot.
And then I'll put this here.
Oh.
So you can kind of see.
Check that.
And it, it mints it, like, it basically cuts all the garlic for you. And it, and it's handmade by, you know, people just make these.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. They're like little ceramic, garlic graters.
Crazy. Neato, gang.
I know.
Oh, wow. Really pulverizes it well.
Yeah, and it's way better than trying to mince it.
No kidding. That's why, yeah, I have no knife skills.
Yeah. Me either with garlic. Garlic's tough. But now it'll just go straight into our mashed potatoes.
Oh, cool.
I mean, that's what I think you do. I don't know.
I've been... the directions.
They're like, the garlic is for your steak.
You're actually supposed to put that in before the zucchini.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Wow. It's kind of pretty delicious.
Yeah, these look pretty yummy.
Yeah. Oh, my hero, Bryan Cranston. Not my hero. Basically.
Yeah.
Your Honor.
Your Honor, Mike. Nine He's plus. A hero. Aww.
Maybe that clue was too much tonight. Off my game.
Maybe. I know I was thinking about having a Bud Light, but I keep having the dizzy spells.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe not.
Right. Well, Your Honor on Showtime with Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
Pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome. It is. I mean, it's not over.
Two episodes in. As much as I've given out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me, me,
me. And he's just trying to protect his son from the mob.
Sorry, did I hit you?
No.
Oh.
Not on my footage. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm excited for this roller. I mean, really, the
this roller coaster.
Yeah, the shit's just starting to hit the fan.
Oh yeah, it's like it makes you feel uncomfortable because it's like a nightmare.
Uh huh.
You know.
I mean, it's a little gory for about what, 10 minutes maybe.
Yeah, it really. It really takes a turn, you know.
The event, the whole that makes this a show.
Yeah.
The event takes about 10 minutes. As soon as you get through that, the gore is gone.
Oh yeah.
So, other than that, it's just a good. It's gonna be a good ride. And I like that it's based in New Orleans.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's always our favorite place.
Ugh, the food
that
there.
Joshua Tree.
The food.
Mm. And then Shameless is back.
Oh, yeah. I should have put salt on them.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Mm.
They're good, though.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Baby.
Bless you, my little love.
So, yeah, we're just going to... get all these things together.
Yeah.
Oh. Then I can feed our baby.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah. There's this.
Bye.